For more than a week before the primary, Kathleen Falk ran a TV ad blasting Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager for drinking and driving. A day after toppling the incumbent in the Democratic primary, Falk was back on the campaign trail, where she offered Lautenschlager an olive branch.
I asked for her support. I asked for the support of her supporters so that over the next 8 weeks we can continue to carry out our Democratic values that I know a majority of Wisconsinites share.
In a way, Lautenschlager already offered a tepid endorsement, remarking briefly in her concession speech that people should advocate for Democrats this fall. On the Republican side, losing candidate Paul Bucher used the podium to wish opponent J.B. Van Hollen well. But both comments came with caveats. Bucher bemoaned the amount of money that flowed into his race, and Lautenschlager complained of being treated with disdain. UW-Stevens Point political science professor Dennis Riley says both will likely come around before Election Day, but he says it could be hard to swallow for some Democrats.
This one is a little more difficult in some way for the Lautenschlager supporters, I imagine, because there's just something about a race decided essentially around a personal mistake, you know, a mistake in judgment, that probably that's a little harder on them.
In Falk's case, she'll want to win over voters in the heavily Democratic Madison area. While she dominated most parts of the state, Lautenschlager won Falk's home county by a margin of 20%. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.